All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi, how you doing, folks? This is James Kennison, and you're listening to the Gospel of Kennison, brought to you the week of March 3rd, 2025. Welcome, and I'll just start with an apology that it's been a while, and I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't podcast because things are not going well, and sometimes I don't podcast because I'm, things are busy. And it's been a little of both the last month or so. And so I do apologize. I tell you, my goal is like every week, but realistically every 2 weeks before I have anything to really tell you. And then I can't even do that, seems like. But anyway, I've been down and I've been up. So let's talk about it. The job is still going well. I'm doing videos and stuff. I'm doing web stuff. I'm being a light in a dark world there. One of the things I've decided to start doing is to give everybody that has a birthday card, and I get them a gift. And it's usually a gift card. Okay. So like I got one for a guy and then I felt stupid. So I didn't give it to him on his birthday, but then I gave one to the next guy. It was his birthday. And I just, I ended up buying two gift cards because I felt stupid about the first one. So I was going to give him the second one, but then I found out another guy with his first name is not important. I had a birthday, so I gave it to him. And then I said, I know this is weird, but I actually got a gift card for you too. And I just didn't think you'd be interested. He's like, well, what? I said, do you drink coffee? He's like, yeah. I said, do you drink Starbucks? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, see, that's probably why then. And he's like, I'm not opposed to it, And he's kind of a guy that if you looked at him, you might be a little bit afraid of him because he's real quiet and sometimes guys that are like that, they're not very nice, So I'm always afraid of guys anyway, period. I think it's a father thing, but, anyway, so he left it wide open. So I said, well, I'm going to go get it and bring it down here for a late birthday present. And he's like, cool. And he must've told me thanks like three times that day. And so that was really awesome. So he got a $25 gift card to Starbucks. And then the other guy I mentioned, I got him a $25 gift certificate to Target. And then today was a fella I'd never spoken to. He is definitely a quiet guy and he's very reserved. He doesn't talk to anybody really. And I found out that he gets a ride from one of my coworkers. And I was able to go to and ask, okay, what's he into? And I found out he likes car washes for his truck. He shops at Target, Walmart, and Costco. And I was like, yeah, that's boring. And then she said he's into audiobooks. I'm like, is he on Audible? Yes. All right, fine. That's perfect. I'll get him a credit, for his account. And lo and behold, I go on, it's not Etsy. What's it called? Audible. And there buy and print out a credit is broken. And I try to get on, with their customer service and the chat guy is just an idiot. Because I keep telling him I'm trying to buy a credit. And he's like, well, you don't have an active account. I'm like, I know I don't want to buy it for me. I want to buy it as a gift for somebody else. And he's like, oh, well, you can do that by activating your account and going and buying a credit. No, I want to buy a credit as a gift for someone else. Oh, well, you can do that by reactivating your account and logging in and buy a credit. I'm like, that's not what I want to do. I want to buy it as a gift. So I gave up and I was like, okay, Amazon owns, you know, the company. Perhaps I can buy an Amazon gift card. And you look it up on the Google, and the Google says, no, you can't. You can't use you can't use an Amazon gift card to pay for Audible credits. It's so stupid. So stupid. That's so stupid, mouth. It's so stupid that that's a thing that they haven't fixed. Why can't, when you buy a company, you know, you should link them together. It just makes sense. You know, you don't make enough money to where you can hire a guy to work on that for a weekend and just get it to where Amazon credits can go toward the Amazon company that you bought. Anyway, so I got him a gift card to Amazon anyway. And I also, while I was there, bought a buttload of four different styles of birthday cards, because nobody's going to be comparing cards, right? And I wanted blank ones so I could write in them, because I didn't want stupid messages like, you're the best guy in the world. Because I looked up birthday cards for guys and most of them had sexual innuendos. And I did not want that in my, at all, in my cards. So I was like, blank cards with envelopes. And I got a bunch of them. So I got enough for the whole year. And they had a little breakdown of cost per card. And I paid like 29 cents per card. So, dude, talking about savings, that is great. Now, to do this, every person at my job is not cheap. It's not cheap, but it's spread out over the year. And so I have budgeted for it. Some of you may remember that I was asked by my boss a while back about how to encourage community, for lack of a better word, within the staff. And I wrote him a big, long report on it. And one of them was the idea of him handing out $25 gift cards on people's birthdays. Well, I now know that that's never going to happen, because we don't like to spend money at my job. We don't spend money that doesn't come back with more money on it. You know, it's just not done. So, I mean, I wanted to buy some foam core to make a puppet out of a flash unit. And I had to argue for it. Like, we don't have anything like that around here. What could we use? I'm like, no, it's perfect. It's exactly what I need. It's $9. You know, it's $9. And unfortunately, it doesn't come in one sheet. You have to buy three sheets, or it would have been cheaper than that. And I had 3DIs printed for free. And I brought the gaffer's tape from home. And I tried to do it for free. But I need two things. I need clear string, aka fishing line. And he's like, well, I got fishing line at home. I'm like, yeah, but do you? Yeah, I didn't say that. But I was like, do you really? Do we know where our fishing line is? I've probably got fishing line at home. But is it fluorescent green? Because I can't use that. I need clear. You know, I didn't say any of that, but that's what I'm thinking. And then he just says, go ahead and do it. Just send me the receipt. I'd already done it. I'd already bought it all. I'd bought the two things that I needed. I had brought everything from home that I needed because my goal is to do the videos for free. But I put a link. I'll put a link in the description to the video that I did with Flashy the Flash Unit. I turned a flash unit into a puppet. What's a flash unit, you ask? It is a part. It's a heater unit. It's up on a stand. And when you print white on a black t-shirt, this is just an example. It can be used in other places too, but the white ink is wet, right? And you just put a whole field of it down because you're going to put some text or some images on top of that. Well, it's wet. So you swing this IR unit over it, and for 5 to 7 seconds, it gels up and puts a nice little onion skin on there. So you can put down that second color and print that. And you might flash it again, and you say the white didn't go down all at once at the first time. Well, you could flash it and then wipe it down again with the white ink, and you get double thick white, you know? So that's what a flash unit is. And he told me to make a video about flash units. And I was like, all right, there's two of them. We sell two. We sell the flash unit that is basic, the Econo Flash, and we sell the Super Flash. I was like, I need, there are going to be two of them in my video. And the only joke I have so far, I was kind of writing out the script, and I used the features from our website as the idea. And one of the features was that they are anti-tip. They don't tip over. So my joke was very weak, but this was in the beginnings. This will kind of help you know the way I think and come up with my stupid ideas. So my joke was, I was going to be in a waiter's costume. There was just a flash of a video, just a flash in my head. And I would have a table, and they would be sitting at each end of the table. And I would say, thank you. Your generosity is appreciated as I present the bill. And they both turn their heads away. Okay. Because it looks like they have little heads. If you look up a flash unit online, you'll see that they kind of peer over. They have a pole, and then they lean over. I don't know. They just do. Because you can swing it out of the way and swing it over. So anyway, it would look like dinosaur heads. And then, so I first go down and I'm like, do we have these? Do we have these? Where are they? And long story short, we only have one, and it's the Super Flash. And I was like, well, that idea is out the window, but is it? Is it really? Is it really? And then I just suddenly got the idea, I'm going to turn this thing into a puppet. And I'm going to interview him, and we're going to talk, and he's going to come to life like in a kid's show. And so that's when things really took off. And so I wrote the script. I taught ChatGPT a whole bunch of stuff about our flash units. And then I taught it a whole bunch of flash puns. And it helped me come up with some of them, like Grandmaster Flash, flash in the pan, flashlight, you know, just different things with the word flash in it. And then we got off onto heat, and stuff like that. So then I said, write me a script where I'm talking to a, flash unit that comes to life. And it did. It gave me what I would call a very rough draft of the skit that I ended up using. I had to write in my own jokes because ChatGPT is not funny. But it did put lots of puns in there that I had taught it, and it put them in the good places. Some places not so great, so I edited it, moved it around a little bit, replaced some stuff. And if you watch the video, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. But there's tons of information in there about the flash unit, and there's some pretty good jokes in there that I put in. And ChatGPT had a role in that. It is just a tool, though. You can't just make up content because it sounds like somebody made it. But anyway, so I shot it in two different scenes, one with me standing to the left of the machine, and then one with me puppeteering the machine. And then I had to edit those parts together and basically split the screen. So when you watch the video, you will see a line down the center, because the wall, for some reason, changed color. I don't know. They call it white balance. It's when I'm in the scene, it grades color differently than when I'm not in the scene. So it kind of, to me, I just embraced it and said, you know what? They know this thing is not real. They know it's being puppeted. Let's have fun with it and make it a stupid looking video. And so that's what we did. But I'll give you the genre or the gist of the video in case you don't end up seeing it. Is I'm supposed to get up there and talk about the flash unit. The flash unit comes to life in a puff of smoke. We have a conversation about flash units and what they can do, and the adjustability and the affordability and the warranty and all these other things. And there are lots of flash puns. And then Flashy kind of goes, well, there's kind of signs throughout the skit that Flashy's not all that he seems to be. He might not be as nice as he seems to be. And there at the end, he kind of loses his crap, and I have to destroy him with an axe. So now you have to go see it, right? So look in the show notes or go to YouTube and search for Lawson Screen and Digital and Watch all my videos. Watch them all. It would be so good for me if you would watch them and like them and subscribe. That would be so good for my job. So good. So I've been keeping up with social media at work. Every single day we post something, and I have found that on Fridays was the only day that I couldn't keep up with because it involved asking customers for some of their favorite. It involved them having to submit content, and nobody really wants to do it. They want the benefits of a link, but they don't want to do it. So what I have been doing anyway is just getting on random customer sites, finding their posts, and reposting them and writing a little bit about them. And ChatGPT knows some stuff. Their about pages know some stuff. And I kind of create what I wanted them to send me in the first place. And they get a surprise. And you know what? Nobody has complained yet. And usually I get a like and a follow out of it. So it's a pretty sweet deal. I have a friend. His first name starts with T. He's a good guy. He works there. And I don't know if I talked about him much last time, but me and him are friends. And you wouldn't think that it would happen between a guy like him and a guy like me, but we are tight. And he has a story very similar to mine, in which he was just the top of his game in the accounting field. And then the onset of bipolar hit him, and he lost his whole life, his wife, his job, everything. And he suffered. And so we talk openly about how we're doing and, you know, our struggles and stuff. It doesn't hurt that he's a man of faith. It's good to have somebody in there that believes in the basics, you know. We haven't got super deep in that topic because I'm not a guy that talks about that very much, you know. But anyway, it's good. He's a good friend. And my wife met him the other week. And he's a great guy. So what else has been going on? I decided that I want to try to volunteer at my church for the children's ministry. So I filled out a connection card like they're always asking you to do. You know, if you got saved or if you want to go to a class or you want to respond to something, get a connection card, fill it out and put it in the thing in the back. And I was like, I kind of want to do something. Because those of you that have been with the show for a while, you know that I was doing stuff through my church, Novation. And just for different reasons, and, you know, COVID was one of them, the children's outreaches that I was doing kept getting shut down. And so now Novation is doing some other stuff that doesn't involve children's ministry. They're doing some family-oriented stuff, and I've tried to be a part of it, and it's just not a good fit. It's not a good fit for me. Nobody's hurt. Everybody's still friends. It's not stupid like that. It's just not for me. And I have found myself with a little bit of extra energy and a desire to have a purpose. And so I never want to be the guy behind, you know, the title. I never want to be the pastor, the front-facing guy. But I would be a great guy in the chair. Let me define that for you. Because in Spider-Man, the new series of Spider-Man ones, there's a Spider-Man has a best friend, and his best friend finds out he's Spider-Man pretty quick. It's not a secret he keeps very well, but he's like, I want to be your guy in the chair. And he's like, what? He's like, you know how every Batman has, he didn't mention Batman because it's different comic series, but Batman has the Oracle. For instance, she sits up in a chair and she runs the computers and she helps him with maps and data and background information and all this kind of stuff. If you've ever seen the movie, The Accountant, Ben Affleck has a girl in a chair, and I could be somebody's guy in a chair. And I could be good at that. I have a lot of giftings and talents, and I can edit video and I can write scripts, I can play characters, I can do puppets, I could help people with discipline, or maintaining it, not beating children. And so anyway, I filled out that information and I got a response and I submitted that application last week and they'll do a background check. It's so funny about background checks. I've got nothing, right? But you still worry. You're like, but what if there is something? Like, what if somebody's made a mistake, a crucial error? You know, you would never, nobody would ever trust you, even if you proved it wrong, you know? So anyway, my wife talks about the same thing when she does background checks for work or whatever. It's just, I don't know. It's a nerve thing. But anyway, so once that's over and done with, I will be visiting for the first time next week. And then I want to visit one more time. And then we'll see if it's something I can do. The only thing I could think of that would make me not want to do it is if they don't have a good handle of those on those kids. If the kids are just running wild, not paying attention, and nobody knows how to handle them, I might have to step out because there is nothing that drives me crazier than out of control kids. And except for people that act like or don't know how to get them to stop being that way. It's just like I have to have order, and kids have to have order, and they crave it. They crave it. They want to learn. They want to be in a situation where they have boundaries. It makes them feel safe. It's like a doggy in his little cage. Sometimes they need to decompress, and you crate train them and you put them in there, and that's their little cave, their little huddle, their place to be. And, you know, kids like fences, whether they know it or not. And if you can't do that and provide that for a kid, they're not going to respect you and they're not going to learn anything. So we'll see. That would probably be the only thing. The other thing that might keep me out of there is if it's obvious that no one cares. If they're just babysitting. You know, if there's not any real ministry going on, I don't have an interest in that. You know, I've got different feelings on childhood salvations and, you know, that kind of thing. I don't believe kids go to hell, for instance. I just don't. It's the Gospel of Kenison thing. I just don't believe kids go to hell. But I know I was saved at age 4. So I know it's possible to be able to understand what you're doing and all that. But on the other end of the spectrum, it's like most people really get saved when they're in their late teens, early 20s. You know what I'm saying? When they, even church kids, they'll grow up one day and just be like, man, did I really know what I was doing then? And the answer is probably no. And so you're like, okay, well, I'm going to do this and get baptized, you know, for real. And we've all seen that, you know, or people that drift away from Christ and come back, you know, they're 22 and they went out and did all the stupid stuff they wanted to do and got in trouble. And it turned out, oh, everybody was right. You know, let me go back to God. And that's fine. So I'm not saying we need to have an altar service where kids are crying and getting the Holy Ghost every Sunday. I'm not saying that. But I believe you do train up a child in the way they should go. You teach them about the truths in the Bible. You set them up. I feel like you have to join forces with families, you know, because the leading spiritual influence in a child's life is their parents, whether it's a good one or a bad one. And it's your job to supplement that. So children's pastors who listen to this, it's not your job to get those kids saved. It's not on your shoulders. It's on the parents' shoulders, okay? You're there to supplement. You're there to provide a space. And sometimes, most of the time, that's the only time they're going to hear about God. So it does seem like it's all up to you. But do you bear the burden? Is it your job? Will you be held accountable? No. You know what you'll be held accountable for? What did you do for that hour and a half on Sunday morning? That's all you'll be accountable for is that amount of time. The rest of it is on mom and dad, and that is the truth. So take that off your shoulders, children's pastors. Give yourself a break. You're doing great. You're doing awesome. And God's happy with you because you are doing a job nobody nobody wants to do anymore. So that would be the two reasons I would not be interested, but I will keep you updated and let you know about it. So yeah, job, the family is doing good. Jay had a birthday and he is 17 and he got way too many presents. I don't know how he did it. I guess it's because he's our last one and it's like, we're never going to get a 17th birthday again because he'll be 18 next year, you know? And so he just ended up with a lot of little things, like, and he loved it. So like I got him a bunch of crazy sour stuff off Amazon. And one of them, oh my gosh, he opened it up and he says, oh, I think it's melted. And there are these little brown things in a bag, squishy. I'm like, gosh, are they all like that? He says, I don't know. And he reaches in there and he pulls one out. And it's this little brown, saggy looking thing. And he puts it in his mouth and he just immediately takes it back out. It's so sour. And I touched it. I put it on my tongue and just touching it, it was so sour. And we read the package and it says partially dehydrated sour strawberries. So that's what they were, is they were gummies. Or strawberries that had been turned into gummies that had been turned into sour gummies. And they had like almost no ingredients to them at all. And it was called level 3. So I think it's the most sour stuff that they make. And I'm like, dude, you need to video you and your friends eating this stuff and put it up on your TikTok or whatever. It could go viral. So he got lots of little, candies and just self-care products and all kinds of good stuff like that. He wanted a digital camera, a video camera. I'm like, what do you need a digital video camera for? He's like, it's the aesthetic. So they like, I don't know. Like when we were kids, we wanted Polaroid cameras, right? And they want the video cameras that we had before they were born. And the problem is they require tapes. You know, I'm like, I could probably give you one out of my closet, but you got to record to a tape and you don't even want to know what we went through to try to, you know, that period of time before the transition, when we were trying to get these things digitized on, and it was just ridiculous. You have to play it in real time. You have to have a capture device. It's just, and you could just tell he hadn't thought of that. And I got on Amazon, yeah, for $150, you could buy something that has the worst ratings in the world. But to get anything good, and what I assumed was good was when I stopped reading bad comments, it was $500. And so I said, Jen, what's our budget for the boy? And she's like, $200. I said, okay, well, let's just take out all the little stuff we got him and give him that in cash. And I didn't want to set him up. So I told him, you know, look, here's the deal with video cameras. They're $500. Are you cool with just getting money on your birthday? He's like, yeah, I'll save up for it. I was like, that's my boy, you know? So that's what we did. And his sister came home just for that day and night. And I don't know. He did birthday stuff with his friends the night before, but the night of his birthday, he let us take him to Cheesecake Factory. And I don't know, but it says a lot to me that he saved his birthday for his family. I think that's very special. And it's something I am very appreciative of. And I think it's very cool. So let's see, what else? Did we do Valentine's Day? Did we do Valentine's Day? I thought we talked about Valentine's Day. Because I got everybody Valentine's Day presents. Even though we don't do Valentine's Day. So, I don't know. I'm going to skip it. I'm going to skip Valentine's Day. Because I feel like I've talked since the 14th. Surely I did. I don't even remember what I got everybody at this point anyway. But I bought presents for everybody for Valentine's Day. Including the dog. And I bought the dog two things from Chewy.com. And one of them got sent all the way to the you know, the USPS local distributor here in St. Louis, and then for no reason got sent all the way back. And the whole time it was telling me it would be delivered the next day. So the dog did not get the present. And the one that was supposed to be there got delayed like by 5 days. So the dog was gone and I had to give it to her. I had to give it to my daughter when she came up for Jay's birthday. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I told all these stories or not. It's so far between episodes that I'm not sure. I don't want to go through it again if you've already heard it. But anyway, video making for work is fun. Let me tell you about one other thing I've done. Because March, my 6 month anniversary at work is coming around. I know, crazy already, right? And when I started there, the deal was, he said, you'll start at blank dollars per hour. And then after your first 3 months, we'll bump it up $2 an hour. Okay. So I put that on the calendar, and the day of, I sent an email saying, hey, I feel like, you know, that I, you know, it's time for that. I just want to remind you of it. And I said, yeah, I have been doing videos and graphic design and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I would love it if you would show your appreciation by considering a raise on top of the money you said you'd give me. And so his answer to that was, let's give it 3 more months. So he gave me the raise he told me he would give me. And now that's coming up, I think, next week. So what I did is I wrote an email and I put it in the draft folder, and I set it to go out on the day of my 6 month anniversary. And it says a bunch of things that I've been doing now. My original job, if you remember, was just to handle the website. Since then, they've added a whole nother website from a company they acquired. And boy, oh boy, last week, that's all I did was transfer that website over to our end. And there were so many issues and so many problems. And that's why I was so stressed out all week. But I'll get to that. I've been making videos. I have done their voiceovers for the on-hold music. I got a good friend of mine involved. So they have me doing a whole set, about a 2.5 minute set on loop. And then I've got my friend Donna and her voice and music doing a 2 minute loop. And so, you know, I've been doing stuff like that. I've taken the lead on their social media. We post every day. I've got numbers that prove that our follow count is up, our likes are up, our views are up. Everything is going forward. I go through the website and find pages that aren't performing well, and I rework them. I write blogs regularly and make videos regularly. So there's a whole list of things. And I am asking, I'm asking for a certain amount. And it's $3 more an hour. And I'm not real hopeful. I'm hopeful, but I don't know that it'll happen. But what I did say was this. I said, if you will do this, I will never ask for another raise the whole time I work here, except for cost of living, which in theory he would, you know, give. So that's the deal. I will be happy making this amount of money until I retire. And it's not a ton. But it is more than I think it's right at what I feel like they can handle. Because if I did it for anywhere else, I would get paid a lot more. But I don't think I could get the job anywhere else because of my age. I don't think anybody's going to hire a 51-year-old man at a hip-hopping awesome place that prioritizes video and social media and artwork and stuff like that. They're going to want somebody young and inexperienced that'll just do you know, just has all talent and no discipline. So I don't know, you know, and what does it mean to me if they don't do it and then he won't do it?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It means that I kind of lose a lot of interest in this job. I don't know how I can not lose a little interest in the job because I am doing so much more than what they wanted. Why am I doing it? It's not for the money. It's because I want to do the best I can do. And you say, well, James, then why do you care what you get paid? Because I do a lot more than I was originally paid to do. And I feel like it's fair to ask for more money. But if they don't say yes, then I am going to feel like they don't appreciate what I've done. And therefore, I'm going to want to back off and I'm going to simplify and I'm not going to take the time. And then I'm going to hate that because maintaining is horrible. Only constantly pushing yourself and driving and striving for excellence is fun, especially in creativity. So I don't know. This sounds familiar to me. I feel like I've talked about this in the last episode. So I shall brush through it. But yeah. All right. I do want to talk about one more thing. And this was last week. Last week, I started a new medication because I've been very sleepy. Just tired all the time. Come home, take naps, get up, do stuff, go to bed at 9 o'clock, you know, get up, walk, you know, the whole thing, but just tired all day. And so she says, well, we can do some more antidepressants. And she's like, here's a certain kind, you know, my psychiatrist, here's a certain kind. What has it done for you in the past? I don't remember anything. And so she says, well, let's try it out. So I got it. And I took it Monday and Tuesday morning, and it made me zombie tired. Like, not yawning, sleepy tired. It made me zonked out, medication tired. And there's a difference. There is a difference. And because one of them, you can kind of shake it off. The other one, it's like after you've had a bunch of NyQuil and you try to think straight, you know, it just doesn't happen. You can't talk yourself out of it. You just got to ride it out. And I went down a good bit for a minute there. And it was the busiest week and the most stressful week that I've had because there's this company we acquired. And I had already moved over the website, the WordPress website. When you move a WordPress website, you have to back up the whole thing. You have to do a new install at the new location and then propagate it with databases, images, stuff like that. And you have to tie it in. So I did all that. The last thing to do was move the domain to our new host. There were subdomains that the old company still used. And there were emails that were used by the old company, you know, something at whatever the company is.com. So those were going to get messed up for a little while until I was able to reset the DNS. Now, the DNS is domain name services, means nothing to you, but it's a bunch of numbers that the domain server needs to know so it knows what to do with emails. It knows what to do with subdomains. What are subdomains? Mail.whatever.com is a subdomain of www.whatever.com. Info, you know, .whatever.com. Like on thatstoryshow.com, that'll take you to the website. But if you go to submit.thatstoryshow.com, it takes you to the submission page. If you do review.thatstoryshow.com, it takes you to a review page. If you do listen.thatstoryshow.com, it takes you to a listen page where you can choose between Spotify, Amazon, or iTunes, and a bunch of other options. So those are called subdomains. Your main domain takes you to the main website, subdomains take you to the other ones. So they have a main domain, and then they have subdomains, which is parts.whatever.com and some other one. But Parts was the big one because they have sold us their company and we are selling their stuff, but they are keeping the part, the parts part. But when you move a domain, it resets everything. All the numbers get reset, but I had copied them all down. And I told everybody when this happens, it's going to happen between the next four to five days. I said, here's my estimation date. I gave them the date that I thought it was going to be, the 25th. I said, your email is going to go down. Your subdomains are going to go down. And I'm going to get them up as soon as possible. And just know that this is going to happen. So it happens. I get there first thing in the morning. I check. Yes, it has happened. It is time to start plugging in DNS numbers. So I do. I go to the MX records. That's the mail stuff. And I plugged in the stuff I pulled off the old domain, get it up there. Within 2 hours, their email is running. They're good. Subdomains are right after that. I plug in those A records and subdomains are working. The main domain I get on with, because the only thing I don't know how to do is point it to the subdirectory that I created. Well, I get on with their support and they said, well, when you moved the domain over, it made its own subdirectory and you need to install WordPress to that. And I'm like, dadgummit, did all this once. I got to do it again. But I got smart. I just got in File Explorer basically for web. And I moved everything over and I rewrote some code, some admin code, and I made a copy of the website to the new place and it worked flawlessly. But one thing I did not think about and did not plan on because I didn't know that GoDaddy was the worst hosting service in the world. When you host at a place like Bluehost, which isn't much better anymore, they give you an SSL certificate. That is what changes http://to https://. Well, what is the difference there, James? It means it's a secure connection. It means that it's encrypted. It means when you plug in your credit card information, it gets scrambled and sent to the company where it is decoded. So if somebody is watching you or seeing you or somehow invading your traffic, they get nothing but garbled gobbledygook. They could never untangle it in a million years. And there's a butt ton of websites out there still that have HTTPS or without that S in there. And you should never use those websites because they are not safe, especially credit card and address, phone number, information like that. You do not ever want to fill out a form and submit it on a website that does not say https://. Now that's not a guarantee the site's great. You still have to keep, you know, your sanity with you and make sure you're not, you know, using bad websites. But it's definitely the sign of a bad site if they haven't updated. And there's so many that haven't. So many in the print industry that haven't done that. And it throws up a warning. So I didn't think to do it because I thought, like Bluehost, it would just automatically assign one. But no, GoDaddy doesn't do that. So I'm getting emails. James, the site's down. I'm like, I know, I told you. They're all hitting me up. The email's down. I know, I told you. I know you're still probably working on this, but James, this is this. I know, I'm working on it. It was like painting a picture while people were watching. Are you going to put a tree in there? Where's the sun going to be? It's not done yet. You know, you don't get to ask questions until it's done. You don't ever want somebody to watch you work. I swear that's why my barber turns my head away from the big mirror and only shows me at the end so that I'm not critiquing him and asking him questions while he's working. But anyway, that was going on. There was lots of pressure. And by the way, this took 4.5 days. Should have taken one day, but it was all being on support with GoDaddy. Because GoDaddy, when you go to get an SSL certificate, they say, well, do you want a managed one or a self-managed one? Well, I don't know. I've never had to pay for this before. How much does it cost? Well, a self-managed one is $65 a year for the first year. How much is a managed one? Oh, $150, $120, $130, something like that. I'm like, well, I'll do the self-hosted one then. Well, that means you have to install it. Go to the boss. Hey, boss, there are other places we could get SSD certificates. You know, I don't know how to install one, blah, blah, blah. He just said, just pay for it. So that surprised me. So I got the self-hosted or self-managed, and I paid $30 to have them install it. And they said, oh, it's going to take 2 or 3 days. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll just tell everybody that life sucks and we're going to be down. You know, you're going to be getting error messages for 3 days. So as soon as I get off the phone, I go and I'm like, I got to take a walk. So I walk the factory floor and I talked to all my guys down there and just catched up with them. And then I came back up and I get a phone call from the boss from the old boss from the other company. He says the website's down. And I was like, of course it is. And I checked. Not only is his website down, not only is another company that we runs down on the same domain, our main website is down that we sell everything through is down. And you know what? It's a Shopify website. It's not even hosted with GoDaddy. So what the heck has happened? I don't know, but it took me 2 hours to figure out that they had erased A-Name Records, which just means the main target that these domains were supposed to point at. So when you go to thatstoryshow.com or gokcast.com and it forwards you to a certain spot, they had erased that information from all three of these hosted websites. And I swear it was somebody did on purpose. I didn't get mad with a guy, but I had a guy that frustrated me and I didn't give him the best review at the end. Okay, because I was very frustrated. So I gave him a 3 instead of a 5. And I swear he probably saw that. He got talked to and he went through and he deleted all 3 A names. And you know, here's how I think it, I'm not just making that up. I had to get back up on it was Solutions again. And I get on the phone this time instead of stupid chat, and I get to talking to a guy. And I'm like, I have no idea what the A name record is supposed to be. I have no idea because I've never touched it and I never have touched it and no one should have touched it. He says, well, it's missing. And after a minute, he says, why don't I just reset it to what it's been pointed to for the last 3 years? And I'm like, yeah, do that. And so he sets that up and immediately the site's back up. Immediately the other company's website's back up and the third website needs another an SSL certificate. So I ended up spending another $99 plus $30 to install on that. And because I waited so long and because it was such a mess, he pushed it through and got it done within 30 minutes and it propagated within 2 hours. So here was the deal though. When the website went down, it had never done that before. And I was working on it immediately. As soon as dude told me and I found it out, I got on it. The boss came up. He's like, James, I said, I'm already on it. I'm already working on it. I don't know what's on it wrong, but I will not leave this building until it's fixed. And the guy I take home, you know, even had to take the bus. I still got out on time. But I told the guy on the phone, I said, every 10 minutes that goes by, my boss loses $200 of sales. So this is really important that we work together and get this problem solved. Also, they got me on the phone with their local computer guy because the local computer guy was supposed to be able to fix one of my problems I was having. And computer guy sat on the phone with me while he thought of things I had already thought of. It was the most wasted time in the world. He says, well, I'm going to give you my phone number so that you can call me after hours if something changes. I said, that's not necessary. I am Because I care a lot right now, but it's almost 4:30 and then I'm not going to care at all. And I'll pick it up tomorrow where I get off when I get back on the clock. So that's what I told him. So, you know, work-life balance and all that. But anyway, that was 4 days. And and that's why I didn't podcast Thursday night. Friday night, John was busy. Saturday, I was busy. And that's date night anyway. And then so Sunday, after I handed in my paperwork, after we got back from church, I snagged myself an hour and a half nap. And John and I recorded at 3 p.m. Central time, which was 4 p.m. his time. And we put out a podcast yesterday evening. And then I went to work the next day, which was today. And so now we're all caught up, right? Yeah. So I'm still kind of losing weight. I was down to 173 and now I'm back up to 174.5. So I really think I'm finally done. I don't want to lose any more weight. I feel fine. I feel happy. So there's that. I've had somebody talk to me recently. I'm not going to say who because it's their business, but about my surgery and the perks and the benefits. And, you know, if I thought that they were a good fit for it, and I told them my story of how I prepared for it and the changes I made in the midst of it and how I, you know, take care of myself now, because it's officially been a year. A year this week, because I go to my final doctor's appointment Wednesday, I want to say. Yeah. So it's a year out. And I was talking to this person and I said, yeah, I see a lot of discipline in your life that you didn't used to have. And you have things in order, but you're not seeing the benefits of that discipline. And I said, that's where I was. And I think if you can I think that the surgery will help you to see the hard work you're putting in pay off. Because a lot of people get the surgery and they rely on the surgery. And what happens is before the surgery, they don't change anything. So what do? They eat till they're full. They eat to the point of pain where they can't possibly eat anymore. That's how you get really, really fat, is you have a very weird relationship with food and you want to get so much of it in you that you are bursting. That's the only time you feel fulfilled. So people don't change anything and they get the surgery. And what do? They pick up right where they left off and they lose a lot of weight at first because they fill themselves to bursting, but it's a lot less food overall. But that stomach is going to heal and it's going to stretch and it's going to stretch and it's going to stretch, and you still haven't changed your habits. And so you paid $11,000 for you to temporarily lose weight, and then you're going to gain it all back. I've seen it with two different people that I've known in my life. They gained every pound back. They defeated it. And that's why I say I cheated, but I kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because they told me that it would get me down to 240 from 300 pounds, 240. So 70 pounds. Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10. 30 pounds. What? I don't know. It was 40. So it must've been, my math's off. You know what I'm talking about. So everything that I lost past that, I take ownership of. I used the tool that was given to me and I used it well, and I earned the rest of that weight. I never thought I'd get below 200. And then 280. I mean, 180. And then now 173, 174. You know, it's crazy. And the clothes I'm wearing and the way I'm feeling, you know, every day. Now, I still got fat guy brain and I still got fat guy eyes, because those portions do not seem like they're going to fill me up, yet they do. And I still shouldn't be trusted around sugary sweet stuff. I can say no to it when somebody offers it to me, But if my daughter cooks a buttload of stuff and brings it to the house, I have never overdone it, but I will take bites, you know? But it is, isn't that about, that's still not cheating really, because it's a bite instead of a slice. It's a nibble instead of a piece. And I'm still losing weight. So I've never technically overdone it. But I still have, it's like an alcoholic. You wouldn't have alcohol around an alcoholic. You shouldn't have cookies and crap like that around a guy like me, because I'm still a fat guy inside. So anyway, when I got a choice of between apples and bananas instead of cheesecake and bananas, you know, that's a better, it's a better way for me to choose, right? So anyway, one day, if you really want to hear it, I could go through all the stuff that I think would make somebody, even if you didn't have the surgery, I think it would help to get you toward a place where you could lose some weight and change your lifestyle. Because like I said, I had a tool and I was in, I'm a blessed enough place to where Jen could afford to get me that tool. Not everybody's there. But since I claim that I earned a good chunk of it, maybe I've got some stuff that I could share from my experience that would still benefit you even without the surgery. That's what I think. It would help change your relationship with food, because I'm on the other side of it now. I'm a fat guy I'm a skinny fat guy. And I eat totally different and I experience food differently. And yeah, I don't know. So if you're interested in that, email me, james@nlcast.com. Maybe I'll do a segment on it. But no, I'd be thrilled to have somebody in my life be inspired by me and follow in the ways of the force, the light side, not the dark side, and lose some life-changing weight. Life-changing. Because I went to the doctor today for my last eye exam for my cataracts. Because this year has been all about health improvements. I looked at the profile picture they had of me on the screen and I was still fat in that thing. And I'm like, dadgum, was it just this year that all that happened? Just this year? And yeah, it has been. Well, anyway, I'm still doing decent with my walking and my praying and my reading. And I have gotten into some of Peter's stuff. I can't remember where I'm at in the Bible, but there is this whole thing that he's talking about. I don't even remember where it's located, but he says that, oh goodness, what is it? He said, it's like Yoda, when Yoda says, fear leads to suffering, and suffering leads to the dark side. Well, this one says faith, and to faith add knowledge, and to knowledge add blah, and blah, 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 and self-control. And I was like, wait, this is gold. This is a roadmap to getting somewhere I want to go in my life. And so even though I read 2 chapters a day, I reread that one twice, and I'm going to reread it until I've memorized this pattern, because I've got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We've got the Lord's Prayer. We've got, you know, all these things memorized. I need to memorize that Yoda quote from Peter, because it's talking about faith. And I've really been in a place where I feel like a lot of Christians get saved and then they just stop. They find out, how much of Jesus do I need to get saved? And then they're just there. And I felt like I was there for a long time. I know people that are there right now. And my pastor talked about it a little bit this Sunday, and it just really resonated, because I had read this thing from Paul that said, you start with faith, and to faith add knowledge, and to knowledge add, and I don't remember what's next because I've only memorized the first bit. But you start with faith. Everybody starts with faith. That's what saves you. Faith in Christ. I mean, well, it's Christ's work in you, obviously, that saves you. So let's not get semantics. You know what I meant. But there's things beyond that that we need to move towards. And that's what I've been reading. And I will hopefully have it memorized by the next time I get on this microphone. And I hope it won't be a month from now. So thank you for your support. You are loved and appreciated. And I thank you for listening to my garbage. We'll talk to you guys next time. God bless.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.